Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, show that gives you all these tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. A few things before we get started today. Number one, happy Monday. Just kidding, that's not a thing, unless it is a thing for you, you weirdo. Type a number one in the comment section below if you hate Mondays like everyone, or type a number two if you are in fact a weirdo and you love Mondays. Comment section below. Also, on Saturday, we posted a new episode of Hardwired. I'll leave that down in the description below, a link to that if you haven't seen it yet. And number three, there isn't great news today. Like, the news that we have that I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to, like, spit out of my lip holes. Not great. But we'll get started anyway. So here's something that's actually pretty cool that you might have heard over the weekend. First of all, if you didn't know, Amazon owns Twitch. They acquired them a while ago, and they own Twitch, which allows them to now give you some exclusive perks, like they announced a few days ago. So if you are an Amazon Prime member, you get a few awesome perks with Twitch. Like, number one, ad-free viewing, plus a free channel subscription every 30 days. Totally tits. And you get member discounts, exclusive pricing on newly released box games if you buy them from Amazon. This is super freaking awesome. It is a great benefit of the fact that Amazon was the one to go ahead and acquire Twitch. I'm curious though, if you haven't signed up for Amazon Prime, is this something that might entice you? Comment section below. Whether or not you realize it or remember it, Meerkat was the app that really made mobile live streaming cool. Before Periscope, before Facebook Live, Meerkat was the app to do it. They introduced the concept and it was super awesome. This app blew up. It was so unique and so new. It was a big deal, but then Twitter, very soon after, quickly acquired Periscope and made that deep integration, shutting the door on Meerkat's integration, and Jesus, for lack of a better word, just completely raped Meerkat and any growth that they were onto, and they haven't been able to kind of pick up steam and pick up all the pieces since then, and they have officially stopped releasing any updates for that app. They actually pulled it from the App Store, and that's it. Meerkat is done, but that's not the end of the company that made Meerkat. They actually released a private video chatting app called House Party. It's kind of designed to bring about group hangouts in a private manner instead of public. Now, for a second, no one actually realized that Life on Air, the developers of Meerkat, were the same people that developed House Party. So it's great to see that they have a successful app now. In fact, House Party has gained 1 million active users already, which is a crazy number, obviously, for a new app. So this isn't an entirely sad story. I mean, the whole Meerkat thing is sad. It was a great app, a great concept, but unfortunately, Twitter just kind of, you know, just kind of sad stuff. Tim Cook just walked right into Microsoft, kicked Satya Nadella right into his Nadella balls, and then ripped a page right out of their handbook, because starting today, Apple is going to automatically download Mac OS Sierra onto your Mac, if your Mac is compatible. So unlike Windows has been known to do, where they just randomly install the OS without you knowing, they're just going to be downloading Mac OS Sierra onto your Mac, and you will have to manually start that install, but it will be downloaded, so the process could be more seamless, more convenient for you, since you're not waiting for the download. It'll already be there. You just click the button, boom, it installs, done with. I'm curious though, as a Mac user, if you're a Mac user, is this cool, or would you rather just close your butthole up and not have someone just put something in there automatically? Comment section below. Even though, yes, Google has their big event tomorrow, and yes, we will be covering that event tomorrow, it seems like we have one more final leak. A UK retailer has leaked pictures and specs of both the Pixel and the Pixel XL. One thing I would like to point out, though, is that they're both branded with Google's G logo. Now, if you remember a few weeks ago, I told you that they were going to brand these phones with a Google G, but then information came out that they're going to be called Pixel, and everyone was like, no, John, they're not going to be, it's not going to be G, it's going to be Pixel. So I was like, I went on the show and I said, no, I'm wrong. I guess it's not going to be branded with a G. Well, guess what? Shit's going to be branded with a G. If I was any other company, in this case, for this example, Snapchat, I would be absolutely terrified of Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. It looks like Facebook is testing and getting ready to launch a very similar feature to what we have with Stories on Snapchat, but this is called Messenger Day. It lets you post photos and videos with filters that disappear after 24 hours. Now, as of right now, they're only testing this in Poland, but you better bet your sweet ass that this is gonna be rolling out everywhere. I mean, we've seen what they've done with Instagram, right? Facebook obviously owns Instagram, and they are not afraid to just completely to the T copy Snapchat and do it successfully, might I add. So this would be a brilliant move to add to Messenger. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is not a dude to f*** with, if you know what I'm saying. Like, he tried to buy them. They said no. So he is just spending his daily life just kicking their dick right into the dirt.
When it comes to cable management, there is literally nothing out there better than a one-wrap roll from Velcro Brand. First of all, each roll lasts forever since you're only cutting off pieces as you need them. And just as you would expect with any other Velcro Brand products, it's completely reusable. To learn more about one-wrap products and, of course, to grab some for yourself, just click that link in the description below.
And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Yes, I normally answer a question at the end of the episode, but I gotta go. I gotta go do the EPT podcast like right now. So if you have a question, if you want me to answer a question on tomorrow's episode, leave it down in the comment section below with Ask FPT, hashtag Ask FPT. You can follow us on Twitter @FrontPageTech. I gotta go. Goodbye.